Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NowAbet.com, the home of sports betting.
The stage is set for tonight's epic encounter between Nigeria and Argentina. That's right, it's Nigeria who play at home, and so expect that the Super Eagles will be putting on the home jersey, which is the jersey that has won the Jersey World Cup. Well, it's going to be much more than that tonight, as a reputation of two-time champions, Argentina is on the line. Well, being knocked out of the group stage is nothing strange, because back in 2002, they also were edged out in the first round. Oh, by the way, they had beaten Nigeria in that tournament as well. The game is so important that we hear that the warring factions in the RB Celeste side have reunited. Coach Jorge Sampaoli would definitely be in charge of the team tonight. And feelers have it that he'll be loading out five forwards for that game, including Paulo Dybala, Angel Di Maria, Gonzalo Higuain, Sergio Kun Aguero, and of course, the mercurial Lionel Messi. Well, I hope that Coach Kenneth Rowe gets wind of this. As usual, he's always a calm man in the face of pressure. Let's listen to what Kenneth Rowe said in yesterday's pre-match conference.
We know that this will be a hard battle to do against Argentina. They have to win. Perhaps a draw can be enough for us, but it's not sure, and we also want to win, so could be a very spectacular football game. We have two organizations which is possible to play with my team. We can play 4-2-3-1 or 4-4-2, but we can also play 3-5-2 like we did in the friendly against Argentina already in November. So we will see. So physically it will be difficult for us. I hope the beginning of the match will be better than in the last two games, because I think it will be a great, great game of football.
Also speaking yesterday is Anka Pem of Russia, defender Brian Udo, who was born and raised in St. Petersburg. Now, the appearance of Brian Udo at the press conference raised some suggestions if he will be starting ahead of Tyrone Oboi. But let's see what Gerard Rowe has in store.
I think that we've met Argentina already a lot of times in the group stages and in the World Cup, and it doesn't add pressure, because that was in the past. We are here now to play in the present, and the present is more important right now. Of course, we have to watch the matches and learn from the mistakes we did back then, and we are going to improve on it, and hopefully we are going to do a good game.
Let's also hear from right back Shehu Abdullahi, who agrees with the fact that the criticisms of the Super Eagles motivated the team to do well against Iceland and hopefully against Argentina tonight.
Not to criticize, it's normal in football, and you know, we all know Nigerians, they love football, they love Super Eagles, they love, so it's normal for them to talk, because they are not happy we lost the game. And we have to know, we are Nigerians, they expect a lot. So we have to go back there to make sure we do the right thing. So, and I think they are happy about it. And of course, we are also happy they are happy. So the most important.
And not left out is Simi Nwankwo, who played a bit patch role in the game against Croatia and did not come on against Iceland. He's also a hopeful man.
All I can say to Nigerians is to keep believing and support the Eagles. You know, together we can do it. We're a United Nations, so we have to be united in this moment and keep pushing. We don't worry about Argentina. We focus on ourselves and what we can do. We don't care who is in front of us, just an opponent. 11-11 on the pitch, we're going to go there. The boys are super ready, motivated and united. So we're just going to take it the game to them, and if we won't have to defend and play a fantastic game. So we just look forward to their game.
All right, so who else is optimistic? I am. And of course, High Chief Emeka Iyama.
This Russia 2018 is a World Cup of surprises. Big teams have fallen. Sometimes the records have been put upside down. Everything is possible. Super Eagles must swim in the tide that is prevailing now. And that tide is to go and conquer Argentina. It takes more than just playing. Determination, dedication, patriotism. It's a game of their life. They should take it as a World Cup final. That's the only way to overcome. Argentina is down and out, but they need to fight, even for pride. They're one of the favorites. So it's going to be a very tough game.
All right, so we cannot be more optimistic or more involved in the game than the players and the coaches themselves. So here's wishing them all the best tonight. An outright win will be safe for the Super Eagles because we hear the first option will be goals difference and not head-to-head. Please note, according to the FIFA rules of the 2018 World Cup. So a win is what the Super Eagles need just in case Croatia allow Iceland to beat them. My people will say Abasiakan, meaning God forbid. Once again, that game goes down tonight at 7 p.m. Nigerian time, which is 9 p.m. Russian time. The odds for the game and the odds for that game on Narabet.com is 6.75 for a home win. That is a Nigeria win. A draw is set at 4.5, while Argentina to win is set at 1.55 as well. Well, that game goes on simultaneously with the Iceland-Croatia game. Iceland to beat Croatia is set at 3.65. A draw is set at 3.45, while Croatia to win is set at 2.25. And you know there are over 190 more options you can choose from on NairaBet.com. We told you that the tickets for this game are being sought after like gold, or maybe fuel during fuel scarcity in Nigeria, and people are willing to pay heavy for it. By the way, we hear that of all the strikers to be benched, it might be Sergio Aguero who will start from the bench. We also hear that Willy Caballero will lose his place as a first-choice goalkeeper, while Franco Armani as his replacement. Angel Di Maria and Eva Benega are also reported to be starting ahead of Marcus Acuna and Enzo Perez. Okay, make sure you hurry right now to www.narabet.com and put your money where your mouth is. I'll be right back. What a rush.
Eagles are winning today. NairaBet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one NairaBet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
All right, let's go review yesterday's action. Portugal progressed to the World Cup knockout stages after drawing with Iran in a game full of VAR controversy. Cristiano Ronaldo missed a penalty for Portugal and was shown a yellow card after a lengthy VAR review for a possible red card. Iran scored a late penalty given after another video review and could have snatched the winner in stoppage time, which would have seen them through at Portugal's expense. Ricardo Quaresma put Portugal in front with a sensational goal at the end of the first half. Then the late Iran penalty denied the European champion top spot in the group, which means they play Uruguay in Sochi in the last 16 on Saturday rather than Group A runners-up Russia. Well, it will be Spain that play Russia in the last 16 after Iago Aspas scored a stoppage time equalizer with the aid of a VAR as Spain scraped an unconvincing draw with Morocco to top Group B and secure that last 16 tie against World Cup host Russia. Spain won the group on goals scored as Portugal were held to a 1-0 draw by Iran, but had a very tough night. Well, yesterday wasn't so good for the Russian side as they had a man sent off and were easily defeated by Uruguay, whose victory, of course, means they top Group A. And so the fixtures have been known. It is Russia versus Spain and Portugal versus Uruguay. And those are two potentially explosive matches, no doubt. All right, let's go to this one. Mohamed Salah scored his second goal of the World Cup, but Egypt ended the campaign pointless with defeat by Saudi Arabia at Volgograd Arena. The Liverpool forward gave Egypt the lead with a brilliant lob over keeper Yassel Al-Mosalem in the 22nd minute. Egypt Essam El Hadari, the 45-year-old, became the oldest player to feature at the World Cup and saved Fahad Al-Mualad's penalty. However, he could not stop Salman Al-Faraj's spot kick and was beaten again by Salem Al-Dawsari with seconds left. A sad World Cup, no doubt, for Egypt. It took them 28 years to get there. And let's hope they return in 2022. By the way, it's Australia versus Peru and Denmark versus France. Both Group C matches play simultaneously at 3 p.m. Nigerian time. Australia to win is set at 3.2. A draw is set at 3.5. Peru to win is 2.45. For Denmark, it's 4.95 for a win, 2.8 for a draw, and 2.2 for a France win. What a rush, indeed.
Ha. Fino, fine, you know?
Hello?
I would like to tell you about NairaBet.com, Africa's most popular sport betting company. The reason why they be Africa's most popular, they very simple.
They have bumper bonuses, guaranteed, same-day payout, 24 hours customer service, and they go even teach you how to play and win. Now you feel play in the shop, through your phone, or online. And guess what? You feel start here now.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Them go jump out today. Even if I just people, I remember when you go see.
Well, don't forget that Iceland versus Croatia will go down simultaneously with the Nigeria-Argentina game. Iceland, of course, with a chance of qualifying, but of course, Croatia already qualifying. 3.65 is the winning odd for Iceland. 3.45 is the draw, is the odds for the draw, and 2.25 for a win for Croatia. The permutations are simple. If Nigeria defeats Argentina with a high scoreline and Iceland and Croatia play out a draw, Croatia top the group and Nigeria will be in second place. And of course, other options that can emerge in that game. Let's take our final whistle from some Argentine fans that I caught up with yesterday.
Nigeria is very good team. Ruobi, Victor Moses, it's Chelsea. Yeah. Essien, best player. Obi Mikel. Yes. Yeah, best player. 2-1. One goal Messi, one goal Higuain.
No big small thing. Essien for Nigeria. There go, chop him today. By the way, there are about 30,000 Argentine fans right here in St. Petersburg. Until tomorrow morning, when we'll be back here to celebrate the victory of Nigeria. Stop the killing. We are one Nigeria. What a rush.
Even if I just sleep, I remember when it was
Russia Rush was brought to you by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.